A bill aimed at cracking down on fraudulent immigration consultants in California has now passed the state assembly and a key state senate committee. We have more from Capital Public Radio's Sally Schilling.
People looking for help with immigration forms often turn to what are called immigration consultants. Democratic Assemblywoman Anna Caballero, who sponsored the bill, says these consultants are giving legal advice without a license.
If the legal advice that's been given to the immigrant is wrong, then the full brunt of that impact falls on the immigrant and their families. So they become deportable, they become detainable, including family members as well.
Her bill would require that anyone who's helping with an immigration form be a lawyer or someone who has been approved by the federal government. Hugo Acosta opened an immigration consulting business in Los Angeles 22 years ago after his family was helped with their own immigration.
We could not afford an attorney, and it was the help of an office like this that we eventually were able to go through the process.
He says consultants aren't giving legal advice. They're merely helping immigrants with filling out forms and connecting them to other services.
A lot of people are living in fear and shutting down offices that have been established for this long that have become a staple in the community. It is the wrong thing.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office has established its own immigration fraud unit to investigate issues in their county. At the Capitol, I'm Sally Schilling.